こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリでチェックしてみてください。1個目、聖マリア病院呼吸器科のチームがしゃっくりの止め方を発見したとして論文を発表しました。しゃっくりは大半が無害ですが、抗がん剤を使っている人の中でしゃっくりが重症化して数ヶ月以上続くケースもあり、これまで効果的な治療法が確立されていませんでした。実験では重度のしゃっくりに苦しむ患者2名にビニール袋を口に当てて呼吸をしてもらいました。すると1分から1分半で動脈と静脈の CO2 濃度が同程度になり、1人は3分、もう1人は6分でしゃっくりが止まりました。しゃっくりが止まった時点での CO2 濃度は約 50mHg でした。血中の CO2 濃度が急に上がったことで、脳は呼吸が止まった非常事態であると認識し、生き延びるため通常通り呼吸ができるよう延髄からの信号が抑制されたと考えられるとのことです。
A St. Mary's Hospital Respiratory Diseases Research Team has discovered a new method for stopping hiccups and published it in a paper. While most hiccups are harmless, some people who are taking cancer medication succumb to persistent hiccups, which can last months. Until now, no effective treatment had been identified.In their experiment, two subjects suffering from severe hiccups were instructed to breathe into a plastic bag. After about 1 minute, this equalized the carbon dioxide content in their veins and arteries, causing the hiccups to cease in just 3 minutes for one patient and 6 minutes for the other. The hiccups stopped when their blood reached a carbon dioxide concentration of 50 milligrams or millimeters of mercury. When the blood CO2 suddenly increases,The brain recognizes that breathing has ceased and regulates a signal from the medulla oblongata, enabling a return to normal respiration.
そう、これ名前出していいのかな。まあ、麻酔科の先生がメールをくれて、なんかこの人の友達がこれを書いたらしくて、論文。ありがとうございますというわけでなんだけど、そう、過呼吸とかをね、止めるときによくこう袋とかで自分の吐いた息を吸って、
うん、
こう落ち着くみたいな、まあ、私もな若い時よく過呼吸になってたから、
うん、
実体験としてあるんだけど、それがしゃっくりにも効きますっていう。
What causes hyperventilating?Just emotional.
うん、なんかすごい大号泣したりとかして、ずっと泣いてると、だんだんだんだんこう、ってなっちゃって、そっから、あれ?やばいやばいやばいみたいな感じで、息ができないってなっちゃうんだよね。
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
なんか、マイケルはあんまならなそうだけど、まあ、よくね、本当若い時はなってて。
So would you do that? Breathe into a bag?
うん。紙袋とかもらってはーってやってると、だんだんだんだん落ち着いてくる
っていう。 Is 紙袋 better? Or...
いや、わかんない。たまたまあったのが紙袋だったんじゃない。
My image is that people use paper bags.
ね、そう。
私もそう思う。 I don't know if there's a reason. Maybe because you're just told not to put plastic bags around your face.
危ないから、わかんない。この実験は
even after you're like40 years old, it's still dangerous to have a plastic bag.
この実験はね、いろいろやってるけど、全部ビニール袋だった。ビニール袋に穴開いてるバージョンとか、酸素入れてるバージョンとか、いろいろやってたけど、うちのね、おばあちゃんの知り合いでも、しゃっくりが何ヶ月も続いてるっていう男の人が昔いたっていうのを聞いたことあって、すごい辛いんだよね。まあ当たり前だけどさ、普通に暮らす上で、そう、普通に暮らす上でめちゃくちゃ支障があるから、だからこれがしゃっくりで苦しんでる人全員に本当に効くのかっていうのは分かんないんだけど、ただこの先生、この呼吸器科の先生が今まで20人ぐらいの重症のしゃっくりの人にこれをやったら全部でこれで効果があったって。
うん、
言ってるんだよね。すごい面白いなって思ったんだけど、 しゃっくり止めるときに私いつもあのなんかしゃっくりってさ横隔膜が痙攣してるっていうじゃん、
うん、
でしゃっくりを止めるときに個人的にこう、まあ、暇なときだけだけどなんか自分が死ぬって思い込むなんか息をちょっと止めたりしてなんかもう死にそうって思い込むことによってしゃっくりが止まるっていうの、うん、
Do you believe it? Like you really feel that?
それをそう自分の実体験から
But you're doing this to yourself though, right?
そう、okay. なんかやばい死ぬみたいにわざとドキドキさせて、
うん、
あのなんか脳を騙すことによってしゃっくりが止まるっていうのを何回かやったことがあって聞くのね、うん、で今日この論文をちゃんと読んでてなんか同じことじゃんみたいな
But it wasn't your sense of dying or that you were going to die. It was that you were holding your breath, right? And that was increasing the CO2 concentrations in your blood.
Right. Which resulted in my brain into thinking that this is emergency. So it's kind of like the same thing-ish.、Mm. だからちょっとびっくりした。
なんか But these people didn't think consciously、
no,
that it
no,
was
no.
an emergency,
そうそうそう
right?
そうそうそう。でも自分の中でこう体が本当に死にそうな時にしゃっくりって知ってる場合じゃないって思ってくれるんじゃないかなってって思ってたのね、うん、ずっとだからちょっとこれを読んで嬉しかった
Is that your go-to method?
うん
Is to make yourself think that you're gonna die?
うん
There isn't like a less stressful technique that you've employed than that?
よくさこうびっくりすると止まるとか言うじゃん、
うん、
でも
That's weird too, right?
うんしかも無理なんだよねびっくりさせてって誰かにお願いして時点でさもうびっくりしないじゃん
It doesn't work. No one can scare you.
なんかふざけてうわーとかみんな言ってきてさ全然止まんないみたいな。
You're not a scaredy cat.
I well, it's やり方が悪いよね。みんなの。だからやっぱりこう息を止めて死ぬって思うのが一番聞くかな個人的には。
What's the most reliable way to scare someone?
To scare someone.
If you're gonna criticize their technique. I want to know what you if someone asks you to scare them because they have hiccups.
Them hiding in my closet without telling me in advance, then that would stop my heart, not just hiccups.
But maybe at some point in the future someone will be hiding in your closet and you're like, "Oh, knock it off. I don't have hiccups."
Oh, knock it off. Just 済まないでしょ. I'll be like Actually, the other day怖いといえばあの Us ってあるじゃん映画
What's that?
あのさ Key and Peele の Peele の方が、
oh.
Jordan Peele が、mm. あの作った映画あのルピタニョンゴが出てて、mm. あの Get Out ってあったじゃん去年か一昨年かなんか、mm. 彼が作った怖いやつそれの、まあ、第2弾っていうか別につながってはないんだけど、
mm.
あのずっと見たかったのずっと見たんだけど見れてなくてこの間ちょうどいい時間に息子が昼寝して夫と見たのねあのすごい怖いすごい怖いっていうかうまい怖がらせ方がうまい、
yeah.
あのさわっていう怖がらせ方って誰でもできるっちゃ悪いけどさまあよくホラー映画であるじゃんこう鏡を見てて振り返ったらなんかドゥルーンみたいなやつとかさなんかカラスがパサパサパサとかさそういうのはなんか、まあ、まあまあまあねそんなに考えなくてもさ
But there is timing and technique with that stuff you know?
そうなんだけどまあ it's kind of old It's fun It's fun for sure but it's not impressive You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be like、mm. wow すごいってなんないじゃん
Sometimes they make you think they're gonna do it and then they don't.
あ、いやいやいや。あ、そう、それよくあるね、最近ね。
Yeah.
ただ、これはこう、なんて言うんだろうね、新しいタイプだった、mm. ちょっと。
Mm.
あの、Key and Peele見たことある?もともとのあの二人のやつ。Mm. あれってさ、こう、すごいダークヒューモアみたいな感じじゃん。Mm. ちょっとこう、uneasy、mm. あのすごいグロいわけでもないし、わっていうわけじゃないんだけど、なんかこうモヤモヤと怖いとか、モヤモヤと嫌な気持ちになるみたいな、それがこうすごいうまい今回。
That was scary.
怖い怖いし、でも
What's the scariest movies?
でも One of the... あのね、これはあのホラーコメディってあるじゃん、ホラーとコメディが一緒になってるのって、だいたいコメディ寄りじゃない？わかる？
Like Scream or something.
いやいやいや、で怖くはないじゃん、これはホラー寄りのコメディみたいな、だから笑うとこもあるんだけど普通にも怖い。
That's like the Blair Witch Project or something.
Blair Witch って私見たことないんだけど、 Was it funny? It was unintentionally funny でしょ。
I thought it was kind of hilarious.
But unintentional でしょ。 Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
これは intentionally funny なの。でも怖い。そしてルピタニョンゴが演技がめちゃくちゃうまいから、もうヒーってなるよ。
So what is the technique exactly that's making you, that's working so well? So for me, one of the greatest horror movies ever made,
yeah.
for me personally,
yeah.
is Signs by M. Night Shyamalan. Signs was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life.
え？なんで？
It was absolutely terrifying.
どこが？最後？最後っていうか分かるところが？
When the aliens are running around the outside of the house, when they show that leg...
Yeah.
In the cornfield for just like a split second. When this girl is standing in front of this grate.
Yeah.
And there's like an alien
right.
hand on her shoulder.
Right.
But you don't notice it right away.
Yeah.
I found like the style of Signs to be absolutely terrifying.
Ah, so.
And a lot... Most, it's because of what they don't show you. There's so much suspense
yeah.
in Signs.
Yeah.
And it's such a...
え、呪音より Sign の方が怖かった？
呪音 was... I think 呪音 scarier in the moment, maybe...But Signs scares me just when I think about the scene.
そこまで
Like if I remember the scene with what's that guy's name? Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Joaquin. Not Joaquin. Joaquin. Whatever, however you say his name.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
When he's watching that TV in his dark little room.
Yeah.
And they're showing this, like a YouTube video or something
mm-hmm.
that was filmed at this Mexican birthday party. And it's just so real. The presentation is like, that's such a that's like a believable context for finding that out. So you find out, you see the alien for the first time on a screen,on a TV
yeah.
with Joaquin Phoenix, and then he's just like, oh my God, and he just like falls back into the closet just like shaking.
Yeah,
I don't know, that movie had such a strong impression on me.
Ah, so.
But I'm biased towards being afraid of aliens because that seems realistic to me.
Yeah,
more than like, I don't knowghosts or like hair coming out of a public phone.
I guess そのさ、リアルを追求してる系と追求してない系があるじゃん、全くもって。
It depends who's watching, because ghosts are totally in the real realm for a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but like
it's not actually that fantastical.
科学的にどうこうみたいな風に見ちゃうとがっかりする系のやつと、もうそんなの捨て去ってあのもうそういうこと考えなくていい、ただただもうブランクにして見てくださいっていうのがあるじゃん。その今回の Us は Us とかその前の Get Out もう結構後者なんだよね。だからその細かいところはもう考えないでみたいな感じ、 細かいとこ考えたらちょっとおかしくなっちゃうから、それは全部忘れて、ただ just be in the moment, enjoy this みたいな。それはすごい。
Yeah, I'm immune to that, I think.
なんかね、それが一番こう楽しめる方法だと思う。考え始めるとね、ちょっと台無し。いやでもおすすめ。おすすめっていうか、すごい流行ったから、おすすめもクソもないんだけど、みんながね、いいって思ってるから多分。でも、よかったよ、すごい。
Isn't it weird that human bodies have these weird glitches? These like things, like hiccup. Hiccuping is a weird glitch, right? What's going on?
赤ちゃんもね、お腹の中でもすごいhiccupしててさ、それは妊娠するまで知らなかったんだけど、
Like, why is my body doing this?
変なんだよね。
So dumb.
Yeah. ね。エラーだよ。
And there's so many weird things that happen to you. Like, yesterday I woke up with a slight, like, crick in my neck. You know where you try to turn your head?
Yeah.
You can turn it one direction perfectly fine. No problems.
寝違えるって言うんだよね。
And then you try to turn your head the other way and it's like, wow, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm so, like, asymmetrical.
Yeah.That actually happened to me like 2 days ago.
Calf cramps? Do you ever get those?
No, but I've had it. Yeah. あの、それこそ妊娠してる時は足がめちゃくちゃつるのね、寝てると。多分これあるあるなんだけど。
Would you
wake up? いたたたって。Of course! いたたたって起きて、で、旦那がもう寝ぼけながらこう直してくれるみたいな。
What do you do to fix it? I don't know what to do.
親指をこうする持って
What?
結構一瞬で治るよこうやったら
What are you talking about? That fixes cramps in your leg?
うん
No
え本当だよ親指をぐるぐるしたりとか
What?
そう今までどうしてたのむしろどうやって生きてきたのもう待ってたの治るの
No, I would just die And my leg would be sore Like I would Sometimes I wake up and my calf is just it's so the entire thing is just flexing as hard as it possibly can
それどうしてたの放置して我慢
I'm just like
何それバカじゃん
and I can't move I can't do anything and I'm trying to like massage it I didn't know that there was like a lever you could pull to make it go away
by like 誰も教えてくれなかったの今まで
wiggle your big toe around
うん、指でね自分の足では動かせないじゃん痛いかだから指でこうやってグリグリってしたりとかこっちにちょっと持って引っ張ったら治るよすぐ
Well, I'll try that But no, I haven't had any answer So my calf would just like explode And it would be sore for like a week
ねえ、
like,
やめて
Whenever I have that, like I'll have a sore calf for days
これ聞いてる人多分今みんなびっびっくりしてると思うよ。嘘でしょ
Everyone knows
みたいな。
No freaking way.
Yeah, you just didn't get the memo. The human memo.
I want to ask you like different. What about like eye twitching or something?
Oh, eye twitching. Yeah, それはわかないよね。
It's insane.
ね、ピクピクしちゃうやつでしょ
Yeah.
まぶたとか。
I haven't had it recently, but if I'm tired,
that's so annoying.
Like my eyelid is just.
Yeah.
It's just what.like what?
わかる。私この下が多いね。目の下が。
Yeah. They're both insane.
Yeah.
And then you think people can see it. People can't see it unless they look closely, and then they can see
it. Yeah. そうね。まあ、it does. I guess it doesn't really bother other people, but
and
it bothers
if you,
you.
If you're
like
getting、
crazy.
It, sometimes it'll go away for a couple hours,、and you're like, oh, finally.
And then it comes back.
And then it comes back. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.そうだね。
So、weird
私、しゃっくりも結構なる頻度、人より高いと思う。なんか、夫のこと見てて、しゃっくりしてるのあんま見たことないけど、私結構、外歩いてて、急にしゃっくりとかいつもして、すごい笑われるのね、人に。だから、こんな珍しいのかな、
really?
みたいな。I might be like ちょっと前の like I can't burp right so
your
そういうのもあるの
technique is weird for hiccuping.
What do you do?
I fill a glass with water all the way to the top, and then I drink it by bending over and sipping it from the opposite side.
めんどくさ。So, does it work?
Only if you finish the whole glass.
Huh.
But that works probably 80% of the time for me.
Hmm.
If it doesn't work, then I do it again. And now I've just chugged two glasses of water and I'm still hiccuping, so I feel horrible if it doesn't work after the second time.
When you're chugging something, are you breathing in?
Yeah, you breathe through your nose.
But you're not...
But you don't want to breathe...
Breathing that much, right?
That much.
Yeah, no. それかもね。その酸素の濃度が下がるっていう。
Well, people also just hold their breath.
Hmm.
Some people will eat... a large spoonful of peanut butter.
What?
Yeah.
That's just an excuse to eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
That's what some people are doing.
Okay. 面白いね。なんでピーナッバターなんだろうね?
I'm so weirded out by this toe wiggling technique.
I'm weirded out that you didn't know this.
I've heard... Where did I hear this? Like if you sleep... with a bar of soap,
mm-hmm.
then you won't get cramps or something. Somebody told me that.
With ってどういうこと?横に置いとくってこと?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is Why? The most weird voodoo bullshit I've ever heard. Yeah. And I Googled it and everyone's like, it works.
Why?
Yeah. If you sleep with a bar of soap, like in your bed somewhere.
I don't get it. But you should try.
Maybe it's what is it called? The
なんかアロマセラピーみたいなことかな。なんかいい匂いだからリラックスしてこう筋肉が緩んでるみたいなこと。
Well, I think
or some chemical in the
smells can help the placebo effect work. So
maybe.
You literally do smell something, and it sneaks this. It Trojan horses this little idea in your brain that this is actually working.
Maybe.
You know, like they have bitter taste for like little medicine-y drinks.
Yeah.
But that bitter taste they put in there is not medicinal at all. It's just a placebo. 美味しくしてくれよ。 It's a placebo thing.
次。クモは赤ちゃんの時は仲間と育ちますが、大人になると一匹で生活し、仲間と鉢合わせると共食いをしてしまいます。これまでクモは大人になるにつれて攻撃的になり、喧嘩を避けるためにお互いを避けて一匹で生きるようになると考えられてきました。しかし、プロスバイオロジーに掲載されたトゥールーズ大学の研究で、クモは攻撃的になったから一人で生きるようになるのではなく、実際はその逆で、一人になったために仲間との付き合い方が分からなくなり攻撃的になっていることが分かりました。研究では一緒に生まれた草グモの赤ちゃんが生後5日でバラバラに散っていく様子を観察しました。これまでこの頃に攻撃性が増してお互いから逃げていると考えられていましたが、一匹で生まれた赤ちゃんグモも同じように動き回っており、成長とともに自動的にお互いへの攻撃性が生まれるわけではないことを確認しました。集団で生活させた個体は新しい個体に出会っても攻撃することはなく、一方で一匹で生活してきた個体は 40% の確率で新しい個体を攻撃しました。一匹で過ごす時間が長くなるほど見知らぬ相手を攻撃する確率は増加しました。
Spiders are raised together with their siblings from when they are born, but live alone once they become adults and sometimes even cannibalize their siblings. In a study published in PLOS, forgot how to say that, Biology, by researchers at Toulouse University, spiders are not living alone because they become combative, but rather spiders forget how to interact with their associates because they are living alone. In their experiment, the researchers observed that the baby labyrinth spiders spread out 5 days after birth. While normally around this time it was theorized that the spiders would become more aggressive, causing them to spread out from each other, they observed that spiders who were born alone engaged in the same movement behavior, suggesting that the combativeness was not the cause. The researchers found that spiders who were made to live in a group did not attack new spiders, and that spiders who lived alone would attack new spiders 40% of the time. The longer a spider lived alone, the more likely they became to attack a foreign spider.
そう、クモって4万種ぐらい知られていて、そのうち集団で暮らすのって30種類のみなんだって。だからまあほとんどのクモが一人で暮らしていて、仲間に出会うと共食いしちゃうから、まあ今回の実験を受けて逆にその集団で暮らしている30種を今度はターゲットにして実験してみたらどうなるかなっていうのを言ってた。例えばそれを一人で暮らさせてみて、長い間一人で暮らした後に仲間に会ったら、もしかしたらその子は攻撃性が増してるかもしれないとか、
うん、
すごい面白いなと思った。なんかやっぱ一人で暮らしてる期間が長くなるほど相手のソーシャルキューズを読み取れなくなってるっていう、
うん、
だから相手が仲間だって認識できなくて、まあ、普通に敵として戦っちゃう。でこれはクモ以外の動物でも言えるかもしれないですねっていうのを言ってた。人間は分かんないけど、
It's interesting that they're that adaptive socially、
うん、
that, well, we know with humans the way we interact with people changes our social behavior over time, but a spider you'd kind of expect itto have some predetermined social program that、ね、it's operating, not one that changes over time.
ね。だから結局こう兄弟から逃げてるわけじゃなくて、あ、外の世界見に行ってみようって言って見に行っちゃったら、
うん、
もう一人ぼっちになってずっと一人で暮らしてる間にもう仲間のことを忘れちゃうっていう、
うん、
すごいよね。
And they're probably just programmed to go be by themselves.
でも人間もさ、こうそれこそまあ一人で育つことが人間はできないから、なかなかこれをアプライするのは難しいけど、例えば一人で育つことができる赤ちゃんがいたとして、ジャングルで、そうそうそう、ジャングルブックみたいに育った時にその子は急にこう人間の社会に入っていて、はいみんなみたいななるわけないもんね。そんなフレンドリ
ー。I feel like there's a big difference between just growing up by yourself in the jungle and growing up in a tribe in a jungle.
まあね。まあね。
So if you grow up by yourself in a city,
yeah,
it's probably way different than growing up in some kind of tribe community in a city, right? Mm.So like the experience that some people have when they move to a new country、is just so dramatically different than the experience that people who live there are having, even though they're in the same place.
Right. そうだね。そう、でもこれは結構なんか研究に携わってない人たちも褒めていて、その今までこう勝手にアスームしてたからみんなが。それをクエスチョンしたのは偉いですねみたいな。
It's crazy how many spiders are born at the same time.
うん、like、ね、those, 何百匹とかね。
In those,
同時に生まれるから。Those sacks. Yeah. バーってよく動画あるよね。Yeah.
Have you seen one?
Yeah.
In real life?
No.
No.
Have
I've
you?
I've seen it once.
Ooh, where?
When I was living in Texas, I found a spider sack and I poked it
and
a bunch of spiders came out.
Why'd you poke it? Poor babies.
I didn't know what
they're
it
like
was.
No,
there's so many. It's like, I don't know, they look cheap when they're all together like that. You know,
cheap. Okay.
Like one spider, what difference does it make for the species? Right?
I guess.
But if you found like one big spider, you might take the time, like you're more considerate for that spider.
I guess. すごい綺麗な見た目のやつとかいるもんね、たまに大きいの。
The craziest spiders I've seen were in Tohoku. I saw this...medium-sized spider that had a silver skull on its back. it looked exactly like a skull.
I think I've seen a picture.
And I couldn't believe, and it was metallic. It looked like metal.
Hmm. Yeah. That's cool. I'm okay with spiders. Like,
I'm not.
You're not?
Well, I'm okay with them existing and stuff, but I don't really... I'm pretty worried about spiders.
What do you mean?
Like biting me, because they're sneaky.
Oh.
Like if you're in a place with a lot of spiders, you really have to be careful.
Right.
Some spiders, they'll bite you once and like your arm falls off or something. Like the brown recluse spider. If you ever Google imaged brown recluse.
Well, I guess, you know, I live in Tokyo, so I've never really had to worry about poisonous spiders. Ones. Yeah. The ones I see are like tiny and they're just hanging out in your apartment, eating some bugs or whatever.
The jumping spider.
So, yeah.
That fuzzy little black spider.
The little black one. Yeah. No harm. 次。Scientific Reports に掲載された東京大学の研究で、現代人のゲノムを解析し、縄文時代末期から弥生時代にかけて、日本の人口が急激に減少していたことが分かりました。研究では、日本人男性345人の Y 染色体を解析して、そのうち縄文人由来の系統群を特定し、それを持つ122人の共通祖先をたどりました。その結果、今から約3000年前の縄文時代末期に人口が2分の1から3分の1に急激に減り、その直後の弥生時代に10倍以上に急増していたことが分かりました。
In a study published in Scientific Reports, researchers at Tokyo University analyzed the genomes of modern people and found evidence of a dramatic population decline from the end of the Jomon period until the start of the Yayoi period.In their study, they analyzed the Y chromosomes of 345 Japanese men and traced the lineage of 122 of them back to the Jomon people. In their analysis, they found that approximately 3,000 years ago, the Jomon population was reduced by a third or maybe even by half, and then later increased by 10 times in the Yayoi period.
So, 私はあんまり知らなかったんだけど、縄文末期の遺跡とかってすごく少ないんだって、
うん、
でそれが単純に見つけることができてないから少なく見えてるのか本当に少ないのかっていうのが分かってなかったんだって、うん、でこれによってあ見つけてないだけじゃなくて本当に少なかったんだっていう人がいなかったんだっていう
Well, why did the...
マイクおかしい
Why did the... What was I going to say? Oh, why did the... Do we know why the population declined so dramatically?
なんかこの時代にちょうど世界的に寒冷期が訪れて、普通に食べ物が全然なくなっちゃったらしいのね。で、縄文時代の人って hunter gatherers だから、狩猟採集っていうの。だからこう、まあ普通に寒くなって食べ物がなくなっちゃった。でガーって人数が減ったところに弥生人がやってきて朝鮮半島からで、うん、米の作り方を教えてくれてああ OK みたいなで食べ物ができてみんなハッピー
This is like the Disney version
で人口がバッと増えましたっていう、
うん、
だから、まあ、日本人は日本人って大まかに言っても、まあ、アイヌの人琉球の人で縄文人弥生人が混ざってるみたいな、うん、だからアイヌの人が縄文に一番近いんだってでこう遺伝子的に見ると、まあ、日本人その、まあ、縄文と弥生が混ざってるからに一番近いのは韓国でその後漢民族で東アジアみたいな感じになってるらしい、うん、だからまあ 23andMe とかねやった人は結構まあ身近っていうか自分のハプログループとかも見れるし、
うん、
まあいろいろ混ざってんだろうなって思うだろうけど。
Well, when I look at my 23andMe, I don't remember it specifying, you know, how much 縄文 or
あ、それは教えてくれないけど、ただ例えば 中国とか韓国が何パーセント混ざってるとか、あの愛ふたきは 100% 日本人だったみたいなこと言ってたよね。それは逆に多分珍しいんじゃないかと私は思うんだけどね。
She caught any thought she had like all kinds of
そうそう、Islanders とか。But 100% ってだって逆に難しいよねって思わない、うん、その今までの歴史の中である一定の時期から全然混ざってないっていう。
Do you think maybe she's like 100% 縄文 or
something? 絶対無理だよね、さすがに。
But it's crazy, like, how do you not have any of the other Asian、DNA? Because everyone else that I know that has done 23andMe、had some Korean、
ね、
or Chinese or something.
そうそうそう、日本人でしょ。
She's the only person I know that.
そう、私も、だからすごいレア人材だと思う。かなりの。なんか縄文弥生でこう教科書だとね、縄文側はこういうので弥生側はこうみたいなさ、うん、で縄文人がこうだから耳垢が濡れてる系とかさ、うん、そういうのは習った記憶があるけど、
I wonder how much of that some of that is kind of not that well established, right? You know, some of these sort of characteristics that we associateWith Jomon or Yayoi lineage.
でもどうなんだろうね。耳垢とかはそれこそ解析でわかるしね。だから。
Mm. But
結構合ってんじゃない。
You know, as they further analyze it, then you know, with genetics,、
うん
we may find out that it doesn't perfectly align. Or...
Maybe. でもこれ面白いよね。だからそのまあ今まで遺跡とかを見てさ。
Mm-hmm.
あこうだったねとか、あなんかこの時人口が減って苦しんでた様子が今見えますみたいな、でもまあ本当にそうだったかどうかっていうのはなかなか分かんないねみたいな、ぼんやりしてたのがゲノム解析することによって、まあ、結構こうですみたいなさ、分かることもあるっていう、
mm-hmm. We don't know what the heck they were doing, right? How much do we really know about the Jomon people? Not very muchThey didn't write stuff, did they? Do we have
no,
writings from
but
them?
But like, あれでしょ、この縄のさ、土器を作ってましたみたいな。で、まあ狩りをして、木の実とかを集めて。
Why are they making 道具 or 埴輪 or these things?
I don't know. But you're asking the wrong person, because I don't
then,
really remember much
and
about...
And then why does 道具 look...The way it looks, that's like the craziest thing.
Yeah, そうだね。なんかエイリアンみたいなやつもいっぱいあるもんね。You should ask
totally.
this to, what was that guy's name? The
Tsukalo?
Yeah. Then I'm sure he has like tons of answers. But yeah. 次。
Research published in Palgrave Communications showed that a simple online game developed by researchers at the University of Cambridge significantly increased people's psychological resistance to fake news by exposing them to the incentives and methods that drive disinformation. Players manipulate the zeitgeist using fear and anger on social media, as well as employ Twitter bots, Photoshop, memes, and conspiracy theory in order to produce a reaction...gain followers, and build an online credibility score which reflects their persuasiveness. The game attempts to be politically balanced, allowing users to create fake news with either a liberal or conservative bias. Overall, users' perceived reliability of fake news was reduced by an average of 21% after completion of the game. Study co-author John Rosenbeek stated the following, "We are shifting the target from ideas to tactics.By doing this, we are hoping to create what you might call a general vaccine against fake news, rather than trying to counter each specific conspiracy or falsehood.
Palgrave Communications に掲載されたケンブリッジ大学の研究で、人はフェイクニュースを拡散して利益を得るという内容のオンラインゲームをプレイするだけで、嘘の情報に騙される確率が大幅に減少することが分かりました。チームが開発したゲームでは、被験者はソーシャルメディアを駆使して人々の恐怖や怒りを煽ったり、ボット、フォトショップ、ミーム、陰謀論などをうまく利用して、 拡散数やフォロワーを増やし、オンライン上での信用を勝ち取っていきます。リベラルと保守、どちらでも同様にフェイクニュースを作ることができ、ゲームを体験した後、被験者のフェイクニュースへの信用度は平均で 21% 低下していました。研究に関わったジョン・ルーゼンビーク氏は以下のように述べています。私たちはターゲットを思想から手法にシフトしています。特定の陰謀論や嘘情報にいちいち対峙するのではなく、フェイクニュースへのいわゆるワクチンを作り出せると良いなと思っています。このターゲットを思想から手法にシフトしていますっていうのはすごい、そっかって思った。
うん、
いいよねその方がきっと。
Yeah, well that's the cause in the first place, right?、
うん、
Because if we、delegate our epistemology to some official authority, that's a dead end. So、うん、everyone kind of needs to get better、at distinguishing credible and ludicrous information.
そうだよね。こう、そうすることによって、こう2つに分断されずに、こうチームみたいにならずに、こう冷静にフェイクニュースへの対策をみんなが話すことができるっていう。
The teams are constructed largely out of fake, fake ideas.
うん。
Ideas that have been assigned to different audiences. So if you try to just talk the teams out of their ideas, it's not going to be as effective as empowering individuals to、
mm.
be able to determine the truth on their own, which is where society needs to beGoing anyways.、
うん、
so I think it's perfect.
ね。
Did you try it?
No. これどこでできるの?
Just click on that link. Oh, hold on. I don't know if that's the game link or the study link. I have it here. This link.
Get,
okay. It's at getbadnews.com.com.
普通にブラウザーで誰でもできるの?
Mm-hmm. And it works on your phone too. And so the game takes you through various techniques and poses, you know, questions to you. And gives you clear feedback. You know, if you employ these tactics, and the tactics range from impersonation, conspiracy, polarization, discrediting sources,trolling and being emotionally provocative, if you employ those techniques, then you get better feedback. You know, you get more followers, more retweets, more likes, more, and it gives you a bunch of options that you can try. And the game kind of coaches you when you start the game, it says,You're here for the position of disinformation and fake news tycoon. Is that correct? And you say, that's right. You're probably frustrated about something, right? Aren't we all? You can get started by using Twitter to vent. And so, and then you can tweet, this government is a complete and utter failure, hashtag resign. Or if it'll give you a choice between that andanother tweet would be the mainstream media is one massive conspiracy, hashtag fake news, and then they have the option of tweeting, is everyone else stupid or what? The earth is not flat, it's a cube, hashtag wake up people, hashtag time cube. And so you kind of, it coaches you to...I mean, I guess the downside of this game is that it would teach you how to manipulate the public. But that's what you need to know in order to empower yourself and protect yourself from it.
面白いね。すごいシンプルだね。二択でどんどん進んでいけるっていう。I just made a fake Donald Trump account.
Yeah, so one of the tactics is impersonation, which can be like a literal imitation account.
Mm.
Not like, not a parody account, but an account that, you know, uses a capital I in place of an L or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then people think that it's real.
トランプのやつもあるもんね、結構いっぱい。
I'm sure there's millions.
もうなんかパッと見本物だけどよく見たら違う。
That's probably saturated. You probably won't get that much of a response with that account.
しかもやりやすいんだよね。トランプの本物のツイート自体が結構嘘っぽいじゃん。あの、 え、まさか本当の大統領がこんなことツイートするっていうのが多いから、こう偽物と混ざりやすいというかさ、結構親和性がある。Yeah,
that's a little, that's pretty easy to debunk. So if you were going to try to create fake news about, you know, and impersonate someone, the better way to do it would be to take a screenshot of an actual Trump tweet and then Photoshop the contents, right? And then people will be like, oh my god, I can't believe he tweeted that. And that will, you know, generate some outrage. And then it's this battle between how many people believe it versus how many people don't believe it. And if too many people debunk it, then you, as the originator, the source of the content, will start to lose credibility. So the game is smart in that it penalizes you for taking too many risks, too.
なるほどね。 すぐバレちゃうもんね。 Trump.
Don't you think this should be taught in school?
Yeah, I think it is it is at some schools, but
really?
Mm.
Like where?
なんか
like
学校で NPO とか NGO とかと一緒にこう協力して、まあワークショップとか
In Japan?
Fake news ももちろんそうだし、あとは個人情報をまあ子供がよくわかんないでみんなにシェアしちゃったりとか、まあこうあまりみんなに見せない方がいいような友達の写真とかをポストしちゃうとかを防ぐためとかもあるし、なんかやってるところはやってるみたい。
There is skill required in, you know, navigating debunking things. For a while it was just like go to Snopes, but that doesn't really cut it anymore. And it seems like even Wikipedia is not, you know, outright reliable at this point either. So we are kind of moving into a time where truth appears to be relativistic. It isn't, but that's what it looks like. So
yeah, I was just thinking about Michael Jackson's documentary, and like people on Twitter are like super divided, even though like Michael Jackson himself is gone and
What's your stance on Michael Jackson?
I haven't done much research and I don't know, but
do you think people on Twitter have done a bunch of research?
A lot of people claim that, but I just think that it's either way it's crazy. That's the thing, right? Like, if he didn't do anything wrong, then that's also pretty crazy. Yeah. And if he has done all the things that the victims are claiming, that's really crazy too. So, either way, it's hard to believe. But there's no point in fighting other people about it, because you will never know what actually went down.
Yeah, I think so.
But like, people are so angry. Like, on both sides, people are super angry on Twitter. and it's
not just Michael Jackson either.
Yeah, and it's something that なんかもう絶対わかんないじゃん、答えが。もう本人たちにしか。
Not 100%. not 100%, but if it get a little too close to it.
自分でこう決めるのはいいと思うんだよね。別に絶対やってないと思うとかさ、絶対やったんじゃないとか、自分で思ってるのは別にいいんだけど、私もなんかあるし、それは。でもなんかそれで他の人と喧嘩する意味ってあるのかなと思う。なんか結構すごいからね、みんなこの話になると。
People get mad at other people for not believing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's not, that used to be a cliche of like religious people、
mm.
or something. But it has, it's everything at、yeah. this point. And、yeah. people、judge you and assume that you have some evil intentions based on what you believe.、
Mm.
But people don't really have that much choice about what they believe.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it, or it just seems likely to me, or whatever. Like these、yeah. are just, I think society is、extremely intolerant towards ambiguity.、
Mm.
So people aren't okay with something being unknown. You know, it's always the question comes up and then it creates a debate, and it has nothing to do with reality. I mean, people are going to... Notice that there's health speculation about people all the time as like、
yeah.
as an attack.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
health speculation on all sorts of characters.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
oh, Kim Jong-un is about to drop dead. And then you talk to some crackpot doctor who's got literally no information. You know, this kind of thing is just going on all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, maybe he is sick. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
And just shut up.
In a way, I feel like if it's fun for people, right? Like if it's a fun discussion, like if people enjoy so much about talking about Michael Jackson, like if they can stay happy about it, then that's kind of okay. But
no.
If they're going to be so angry, then maybe we should just...leave the topic and
it's like OJ
like、
on. If you think OJ did it and you're talking to someone who thinks OJ did it, it's like, oh, come on. Or if you're talking、
yeah.
about the Kennedy assassination,
I mean, honestly, I haven't really met anyone who thinks that he didn't do it, but
I don't know if he did it or not, but I would assume、
yeah.
that he didn't、
hmm.
I always want to assume that they didn't、
hmm.
That's the default. Because if you can't convince me that they did, well, then fuck off. That's
well, yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the legal. Well, I mean,
it's not
are,
just legal.
No, I mean, there are two, like...
Why should I believe something bad about someone? Why should that be imposed? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I would think that he did it because... I mean, I wouldn't say that in public. I just did, but I wouldn't, like...I wouldn't say that to him. I wouldn't, you know, but I wouldn't try to like convince other people to believe that he did it because I don't know. But
there's a difference between like, if you look at all of this information and based on this,
yeah.
do you think, you know, what do you think the probability is that he did it or didn't do it?
Right.
But for me, I assume that...that's not all the information.
Oh yeah, of course.
And so,
yeah, of
you know,
course.
So you could have a totally, the case could look very differently
yeah, but,
based on
yeah, yeah.
information being added
but,
or omitted or anything else.
But I think the point is that people have, I mean, it's consumed as entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good or bad, and it's usually bad. But, and in that sense, I think, I like to think that he did it. Otherwise, it's just, I feel so bad for him.And it's crazy.
Right.
But I think Michael Jackson is the same thing. Like,
you assume that he did it?
I like to assume that the victims are not lying because it sounds so heartbreaking and crazy. And from, I don't, it's just me judging him for being...a 20-year-old something being best friends with a 7-year-old and writing love notes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That should not say that this person is a pedophile, but then it looks too shady. So
Well, I think there's very little doubt that he was super shady and he probably hung around kids way too much. And all those things that we're sure about, I judge him for. But for that part that we don't know for sure, I just leave it as I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you should. So. Yeah, that's why, like, people shouldn't be fighting about it, because who knows?
People want to know the truth.
Like, if someone asked me if I let my son hang out with him if he was still alive, definitely no. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah, well, he doesn't.
Maybe he was just a really sweet
person. He doesn't have to, like, be a confirmed pedophile for you to not have your son hang out with them, you know?
Yeah.
There just needs to be, like, a little more risk than usual. It's like, why would I have my kid hang out with someone that's even slightly more likely to be a pedophile?
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
So I guess, like, それぐらいのトーンで言った方がいいよね。なんかみんな意見はあるじゃん。それが、whether it's right or, like, judgmental or whatever. I mean, we're humans.
Mm-hmm.
And we assume things for survivals and stuff, you know? And I think that's... 普通だししょうがない but なんかみんながお坊さんみたいにさなんか悟ってずっと暮らせるわけじゃないしただなんかそこでこうあまりにもねアグレッシブに喧嘩してるとなんかちょっとワーって思うよね
I don't really like how society in general uses the word conspiracy theory、
hmm.
because people conspire all the time
yeah
andA lot of conspiracy things that would be called conspiracy theory in order to dismiss them are real.
Right.
And we have a lot of real examples of conspiracy.
Yeah.
So.
まあ難しいよね。だから昔その conspiracy theory っていう言葉がいつできたのか知らないけど、その頃と今と全然違うじゃん状況が。
The state of that word, I mean, it is the epitome of propaganda.
Yeah.
The connotation that people give that
yeah.
that word is just straight propaganda and makes me want to buy a bigger tinfoil hat. No?
Right.
I like this inoculation theory that you can prepare people for things. You can design something that improves people's skills.For free, and it's infinitely scalable.
Mm.
You don't need to hire a bunch of instructors and stuff mm. or anything like that.
そうだね。
So this is very.
ありがたいよね。
Researchers at the University of Michigan have conducted an experiment in which certain neurons in mice were found to produce two enzymes involved in making dimethyltryptamine or DMT.Previous research has confirmed the presence of DMT in the mouse pineal gland. Furthermore, a study published last year by researchers in the UK suggests that DMT is involved in the near-death experience. DMT is the primary active ingredient in the psychedelic brew ayahuasca, which is ritually ingested by certain indigenous tribes in South America. The neurons were also found in other parts of the brain, including the neocortex and hippocampus,which are involved in functions like learning and memory. DMT has been documented in laboratory settings to confer mystical experiences in human beings, featuring vivid projections, geometric hallucinations, and a distinct sense of having communicated with super-intelligent alien life forms.
過去の研究でネズミの脳内の消化体に DMT が存在することや、臨死体験に DMT が関わっていることなどが分かっていましたが、ミシガン大学の研究でネズミの特定の神経が DMT を生み出す2つの酵素を作っていることを発見しました。今回注目された神経は学習と記憶に関連する大脳神皮質と海馬にも存在しています。DMT は自然界に発生する幻覚剤で、南米の先住民族が儀式で使っているアヤワスカの主原料です。DMT が脳にどんな作用をもたらしているのかはよくわかっていませんが、過去の研究では、幽体離脱や幾何学模様の幻覚、超知的地球外生命体との交流などが報告されています。謎だね。謎だけど、 それを作ってる神経が特定できましたっていうことだよね。
うん。Should be noted that this chemical, dimethyltryptamine, is extremely illegal, almost everywhere in the world.
うん。
But the U.S. government conducted a lot of research on DMT in the 60s as part of their MK Ultra project to investigate hypnosis, altered states of consciousness, and its relation to improved memory retention or creativity, communication with extraterrestrials, mind control. They did a lot of experiments with psychedelics centered around their efforts to mind control either their own operatives or POWs, for example.
ねえ、だって被験者に言わないで勝手に飲み物に入れたりとかしてたんだもんね。
Yeah,
ありえないよね、マジで。
They intoxicated lots of people.
Yeah.
They recruited crack addicts for their studies and actually gave them a crack as a reward for taking some of these psychedelic drugs.
Right.
Because they were, even people in the U.S. government were fairly intimidated by some of these substances. They didn't know what was going on. They couldn't figure it out. Ultimately, they decided that it was not effective for mind control.
Thank God.
Yeah, this was, most of the research was done at the University of Mexico by a guy named Rick Strassman. And a lot of people believed, and at one point, people in the U.S. government, some people were convinced that they were establishing contact with extraterrestrials. And so there's a conspiracy theory that the U.S. government and Rick Strassman used the MK Ultra project to receive alien technologies that were incorporated into microprocessors and all the rest of it, computing related stuff. Probably nonsense.
Probably.
But it's a weird it's a weird pattern that people would take a substance, let alone an endogenously produced substance, and then report that they are communicating with super intelligent entities from somewhere, not Earth.
ね。それが不思議なんだよね。こう、共通して見えるものがあるとか。なんかこう、お酒とかって別にそういうのないじゃん。こう、まあ楽しくなるとかさ。まあ気持ち悪くなって吐くとか。怒る人もいるし。
More attractive.
泣く人もいるしとかあるけど、こうみんなに共通してなんか同じものが見えちゃうとかさ、同じ体験をするとかっていうのはないじゃん。
Yeah, people that have done this, yeah, they report very similar experiences, very similar visuals. Not everyone, but there's certainly a archetypal motif that permeates that whole space that they're in.
Yeah.
When they take the substance. So it's commonly described, the entities are commonly described as machine elves. They're like elves, but they're machines. Self-transforming machine elves. What am I thinking of? What are the like little dwarves and like little alien mystical fairy people? You know, there's a lot of different versions of like fairy people, like little leprechauns and like just little playful
creatures.
Creatures that
Look like Oji-san usually.
Like, what are those things?
Why do they all look like Oji-san?
Like, what's a leprechaun? Or what are these little...
Yeah, it's weird.
Dwarves and elves. Like, what's an elf?
Yeah, it's weird. And people who do it often say that... Refer to ayahuasca as a woman. Or like she. Hmm. Right? That's another... Like pattern, yeah. I feel like.
Well, when they refer to ayahuasca, and you know, we've interviewed people that have participated in those ceremonies with indigenous tribes, but ayahuasca is referring to the vine, and the vine, it's like, I forget the name of the vine, but it's a plant. Plants are considered feminine. And the earth is considered feminine because the earth gave birth to human beings, right? Mm. It made us. And so it's like Mother Earth, right? So it's...
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, it's boundary dissolving, which is more of a... I guess you could characterize as feminine than masculine. Right.
I don't know.
Boundaries are kind of a masculine focus, whereas boundary dissolution is more of a feminine focus.
So なの?
Well, that's just the notion among like woo-woo spiritual people.
Okay. That's nice though. Then the other way around. Because I'm a woman.
Well, of course you'd agree with it, because that's the feminine energy. But yeah, like it's, you know, if you're having an argument with a guy, you'll notice that men want things to be, like that's a different topic. Like this is a separate conversation. Like this is over here and this is over here.
Right.
And then, you know, women will just be like, no, it's all connected.
That's what your girlfriend says?
Well, that's what that's what everyone that ever dated has.
So your current girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend.
Everyone.
Yeah, everything's connected. Everything is connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you think they see these entities? Or like
I don't know. But that's interesting. It's also kind of interesting that it's illegal and I don't know.
And it's in your brain at the same time.
Yeah.
So you have an illegal substance inside your head right now.
ね。
And it, we don't know. 自分の頭にあるものなの
に、それを摂取するのが違法っていうのは、まあ面白いよね。
We don't know what function it plays at the endogenous level. But they know what it does to people if you take exogenous DMT and you administer it to people.
Mm.
But we don't know what role the endogenous DMT is playing. Mm. There have been studies suggesting that it's related to near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
So people...
なんか脳を守るためみたいに言われてない?その死ぬってなった時にこう DMT が出て、なんかそれが何らかこう脳を守ってるみたいな。
Yeah, well, people describe that dissolution of boundaries and that they're kind of connected with the whole world, and your ego is something that just emerged when you were like 3 years old and you became a big sensitive little baby that thought all these things in your life were so important for the entire cosmos, but you know, you're actually just one more just iteration of person that I don't know just fits into a larger system.
なんか自分が死ぬってなった時に DMT がこうガーッと出てきて、肺かな、え、脳でできるの、肺でできる、なんか
your pineal gland,
right? それでこうなんていうの、身体的って意味じゃなくて、こう精神的に守られるみたいなのを 本当か分かんないけど思ってるだけでもちょっと気が楽にならない。
I don't know what it does. Who knows? It's such a deep question. But people,
because when people talk about near death っていうかその臨死体験みたいな、
mm-hmm.
そのサンズの川を渡るじゃないけどみたいなのって大体さ they're not scared じゃん。
Depends. Some people are.
Really? I've never really seen cases where people are like absolutely terrified and they're like, I don't want to die. It's more like...
Well, it's not cool to talk about it. It's more cool to be like, I wasn't scared, bro. I was about to die. I was at death's door and I was like, oh, I'm chilling.
そういうことか?わかんないけど。
As I have heard people describe, you know, like just absolute sheer terror and panic.
Ah, so. That sucks.
But they describe that, and then I guess it is followed by this peaceful feeling.
Hmm. Yeah, that part. that part's important.
But peace scares me. Like, I hear like, and then it was just so peaceful. And I'm like, oh my god, that's terrifying.
なんでいいじゃん?
Peace? Oh yeah. My god.
だってどうせ死ぬって時にさ、パニックになりながら死ぬよりはピース、ラブ&ピースみたいな感じで死んだ方がいい、よくない?どうせなら。
I guess. I don't know. Like, you want to look cool in your final moment.
I don't need to look cool. You don't need to look cool. That doesn't matter. But like...
But you don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to be like slouched over my computer. There's like porn and I'm just like dead.It's just like really uncool. You know, I'm wearing...
Nothing. But isn't it like a good way to go?
My hair's messed up. For yourself. Why is that a good way to go?
だってポーン見ててさ、
楽しんでるじゃん。No, I hadn't even finished. I just died. Like right... I had just opened my computer.
Oh.
And then I died. Just たまたま。
But you were excited about porn probably. So いいじゃん。あ、これからポーン見るぞって、でかって死んだらもう最高じゃん。
I don't think so. I thought you wanted to look cool, so you don't...
I never said I wanted to look cool. I just said that I want to be in peace when I die.
But that's the cool... That's what looking cool is, right? Being peaceful right when you die is like... That's the coolest you can look.
It doesn't matter if I look cool or not. I don't want to be... If I could choose, I don't want to be freaking out or being scared when I die. And isn't that normal?
How much does it matter?
It depends on how long it takes for me to die. If it takes like half a day or something, then it totally matters. But because I don't want to be scared and terrified for half a day. But if it's just an instant, then maybe it doesn't really matter.
But it's still like the last, it's like your last memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that matter?
Last memory は関係ないでしょ。もう死ぬんだから。
And nothing. What matters then?
いや、その時のストレス。
So you don't think that there's anything that happens after you die? It's just that's a wrap.
いや、あったらいいかもしれないけど、ないものとしていた方がよくない?
There's nothing. There's nothing. You can't even care about what's left after you're gone. You don't even have the ability to do that.
うん、まあない方が楽だよね。
Like, it's like you weren't even who you were. It's what you think, right? You weren't、うん、after you die. You weren't even. There's nothing. There's no like barcode on your like spirit's neck that says like, "Oh, I used to be so and so." Like it's just a great equalizer.Like, no matter how powerful your enemies are, you'll both be dead, and it'll be, like, even.、
Mm.
Is that what you...
その方がなんか楽じゃない?
Well, I know which is, like, 楽, but which one's true?
それは分かんないから楽な方で思ってきたいじゃん。
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like isn't it easier if you just die and you go to heaven? Did you know...
No.
I saw a study where...If you believe that heaven exists,、
mm-hmm.
you're more likely to commit crime. If you believe that hell exists, you're way less likely to commit crime. So all those jerks who believe in heaven but don't believe in hell feel like they can just do whatever they want.
まあでもキリスト教ってそういうこと、そういうことだもんねって言ったら怒られるけど、こう redemption っていうかさ、こう何をしてもまあ後で反省すれば一緒に天国に行けますよっていうことで普及したわけじゃない？その、
ジーザスだ。I don't think that's how it works.
でもジーザスだって最後にさ死ぬ時にさ。こう二人ヌスッとが横にいてさ、一人はまあめちゃくちゃ反省して、もう一人はそんな反省してないけど、まあ、この反省してる人は一緒に天国に行けますよっていうじゃん。
Jesus just made that possible that you could go to heaven instead of like have everyone be.
まあ誰でも行けるわけじゃない。でもなんかまあキリスト教だけじゃなくて結構そうやって普及させてるじゃん。
Your characterization totally ignores hell. If you fuck up, you don't. Not everyone can just not go to hell. Someone has to go.
Well, someone has to go, but like, それはこう全然反省してない場合でしょ。なんか本当に反省して本当に悪かったって思ったら行けるっていうことになってるじゃん。
But do you really think it's that easy that you can just do that?
I don't know if
the universe has the full access.To your entire mind. In other words, you have to make the decision whether you go to heaven or hell. Like, you make that decision. And you can't fool yourself, right? So,
yeah.
Because you have, like, this conscience thing that's running. That sort of knows. Like, kind of bullshit. you know, like...
それ辛いよね、確かにね。
Yeah, well,
自分ってなっちゃったら。
I feel like that's, for me,
一番厳しいよね、それが。
Regardless of heaven or hell, I feel like that's kind of how it works. That your conscience somehow is going to rat on you to some future AI god who is going to bring you back to life and then and just torture you forever or something.
まあ普通にさ、あの何、ドストエフスキーの罪と罰みたいな、こう。なんていうの、誰に裁かれるわけじゃなくても自分がやったことは自分で分かってるから、結局こうバレなかったとしてもすごい辛い思いをするっていうさ。
The only reality that even exists for you in the first place is the one that's being produced by your own mind.
Yeah.
And it has a narrator that's full of shit. So you're stuck in a movie with a narrator that's full of shit, and that's the only movie you're ever going to seeAnd there's something, you know, grotesque about that, that will probably rear its head in the final moments before you're sent off to an eternity of non-existence.
But it's not like before you die. I feel like a lot of people think that way, but it's not like you will have time to actually reflect on your life, you know, before you die.Like right before you die.
I think you die, and then...
I think most people don't even realize that that's their moment and that they're dying. And it just happens. So...
You hope so. You hope so, right? If you die, but then somehow you can feel shitty about your life for the rest of time, you know, that is hell. That's hell.
Yeah.
Hell is being stuck watching yourself be a fucking asshole forever.
Yeah.Yeah, that sucks, for sure. So, みんな周りには優しくした方がいいな。
In case that's
actually true.
But the idea of there being nothing is so weird to me, because like, I guess that's somewhat believable, but then you ask, like, if you didn't exist, like, you wouldn't expect this to happen, right? Like, you wouldn't...Like, how did you become anything in the first place? Like, that's super... Like, how did you start being a person? Like, how did you not exist, and then now you exist?
Well...
Like, was there some little mind labeled mommy somewhere that was loaded down into a body? Or is your mind something that was created out of DNA, or...
Yeah, I don't really think the body and mind are so separate. so.
So, like, people have this notion of having a ghost after you're dead, but you can't be a ghost, like, before you're born. Nobody's really talking about that, right? Like, my pre-existent.
そうだね。日本のさ、古典文学とかだと、生き霊つって生きてる間にゴーストになるみたいなあるけどね。うん、
こう、you can't, you're not a ghost before you're born.
うん、さすがにそれは聞いたことないね。うん、ちょっと意味がわかんないもんね。なんか誰なの、誰なのっていうか、誰でもない。
Is it just more and more ghosts?
ん？
The number of ghosts is going up.
Oh, yeah.
In the Japanese ghost.Population model.
Mm-hmm. And heaven の population もそうでしょ？増える一方でしょ？だって天国の次に行くとこってないでしょ？
I think
もうパンパンに混んでるみたい。
There's no way heaven's crowded.
トイレとかも超並んでるみたいな。
That's gotta be hell.
次。
According to a study byHajimu Hayashi at the Kobe University Graduate School of Human Development and Environment, people have a tendency to misjudge other people's emotional reactions due to egocentric bias. The study involved 480 participants across all ages, presented with several scenarios in which people were harmed or helped, either deliberately or by accident. Subjects agreed that knowing that the actor had intentwould increase the emotional response of the recipient. However, when told that the action was intentional, subjects expected the person to be that much more emotional, even when the person was not aware of the actor's intent. This bias was strongest in younger people, and in summary, the study suggests that we misjudge other people's emotional reactions based on information that only we possess.
神戸大学大学院人間発達環境学研究科の研究チームが、人は自分だけが知っている情報に左右されて他人の感情を歪めて判断する傾向にあることが分かりました。研究では様々な年代の480人の被験者に、主人公が害を被ったり助けられたりするシナリオを提供しました。被験者の多くは行為が意図的であった場合、偶発的であった場合よりも主人公は強い感情を抱くと答えていましたが、行為が意図的であった場合、主人公自身がそのことを知らなくても被験者がそれを知っているというだけで主人公に強い感情を抱くことを期待していました。こうしたバイアスは年齢が低い子どもにおいて一番強くなっていました。つまり他人の感情を判断する際にその他人が知り得ない情報をもベースにしてしまっていることがわかります。面白いね。
Yep.
まあこういうふうにやっぱりなんだろう、歪みがあるからツイッターとかではみんな喧嘩になるんだろうねって思わない？
It's part of it, for sure.
一番パッて思ったのはセクハラとかの時に、そのセクハラした人を擁護する人とか、まあ、本人がよくこう、いや悪気はないんだよ、冗談じゃんみたいな言うじゃん。でそれも多分これと同じことで、その相手にとっては、被害者にとっては悪気がなかったかどうかなんて知りもしないし関係ないじゃん。だけどやっぱそれをベースに考えてるから、自分には悪気がないのになんでそんなに怒るんだろうとか、なんでそんなに傷つくのって思っちゃうんだろうなって思った。だからこれを言われるとなんか納得というか、なるほどねって感じ。
Well, we expect other people to judge things the same way that we judge those things, even when we are aware that they have different information than we do.
面白いね。
And what's interesting about this study is even when you are aware,You have all the information you need to not engage in that bias. Everyone still does. So we judge people based on our personal worldviews. And if we have, you know, we can have an emotional reaction on someone's behalf, and we can make an assumption that they're not making. So if we see something that makes us assume that a bad actor had intent, and we make that judgment, we kind of forget about the credibility or the reliability of the information we use to make that judgment. We've already made that judgment, right? And now you're judging other people because that judgment you made has just been incorporated into your worldview.
まあでもそうだよね。こう、例えば、なんだろう。マイケルの足をわざと踏んだ人がいたとして、私はそいつがわざとやったって分かってるけど、マイケル知らない。時に、マイケルが一瞬で、あ、いいよいいよ、全然大丈夫。みたいなこと言ってたら、いやいやいや、大丈夫じゃないからってなるもんね。
And we may not even do this
process. もっと怒れみたいな。
We may not even have a process where you confirm with me what my assumptions are about that person's intent.
そうだね。いや、intent 難しいよね。
You can't really know people's intent.
そう。
Unless they say it explicitly, and even then, it's hard to tell sometimes.
いや、それ本当に思う。なんか、夫と暮らしてて、こう、何かをこう、assume して、こう思って言ったに違いないとか。で、もう 100% 絶対そうだって思ってても、意外と聞いてみたら違ったりして、あ、え、そっかみたいな、なんか言い方とかでさ、正しく推測できてるって思っちゃうじゃん。でも聞いてみると全然違ったりして、なんか一緒に住んでてもこうインテントの部分で話してみるとちょっとずれてたりとか、あ、そうなんだみたいな、たまにある。
Out of necessity, we have to read people's minds a lot, right? So humans are constantly trying to read people's minds. And then people read people's minds, attempt to read other people's minds in order to slander them or to gain leverage. And there's kind of a wild west of mind reading and...
Yeah.
And assuming people's intentions online and pretty much everywhere else these days.
Yeah, 言葉があるからね。こうなんか日々さ、猫と赤ちゃんと一緒にいてさ、言葉がないじゃん。言葉 なしというか、まあ、私は言葉かけてるけど、あっちは言葉を発さないじゃん。そうするとさ、もう喧嘩とかに なりえないじゃん。なりえないし、こう彼らのなんかインテン私が勝手に組んで怒るとかもないしさ、もうなんか平和だよね、その方が。
Well, some people have said that language was invented in order to lie. It's hard to tell lies without language.
そうね。
And it's easy to be misinterpreted. It's easy for people to twist your words.
Yeah.
And try to use some kind of misinterpretation against you. And then sometimes it's so like subtle, like there was a thing where Trump was talking about the leader of one of the Arab countries, I forget which one, I think. And then he referred, or maybe it was Venezuela. I forget which leader he was talking about. But he referred to the past, he used the past leader's name instead of the current leader.
Okay.
And so instead of saying whatever his name is, he said the previous leader, you know. And there are a lot of different ways you could interpret that. One is he's ignorant. He doesn't know who the current leader is. Two is this is a political technique that he's kind of throwing shade by saying the other leader's name instead. Nobody knows for sure, you know, which it is. And so that kind of ambiguous verbal material ends up being like most of the content for, you know, political debates and outrage because it's not clear in one way or another.
Yeah.
Just isn't. And that's part of the, that can be part of your method. You know, people like to say things that are, it's kind of a joke, but it's not really.
Yeah.
It's, kind of, it's got truth, but it's, you know, and then how literal are certain statements, right? So people take things literally. And generally, the more literal you take things, the more offended you will become, right? No matter who you're talking to.
Soak on it.
Yeah, because literal is the least flexible. Like, you would have to stop and check someone every sentence, you know, to make sure you knew what they were meaning, rather than kind of having a, if you let people be a little bit less literal.
でも less literal に勝手に解釈することによって逆に起こることもいっぱいあるんじゃないの？そのトランプのケースみたいに。なんか、ah, read between the lines, you know, and then it well, can be offensive, right?
We have confirmation bias, right?
Yeah.
So if you insist that something is literal, your confirmation bias will interpret it in a way, you know, you will end up interpreting it in a way that's in a line with your internal narrative, right? And you can decide to take things literal that people don't have the intent of being literal about.
Right.
It's sort of up to the recipient.
Yeah.
Right? So when we say like kind of outrageous things, it's like a joke. It's kind of implied that it's not that literal. But someone could take what I said and transcribe it so that you don't have the tone or the context or the nuance.
Yeah,
and then it starts to be interpreted more and more literal than it actually was.
Yeah. よくあるよね。爆笑問題とかもこうラジオで言ったことを、まあ、文字にして一部だけ拡散されちゃうと、まあ、そういう意味じゃないかったんだけどなとか、それを実際聞いたらそういうふうには捉えないけど、まあ、文字で見ると、なんていうの、違うふうに見えちゃうとか。
Right. And then if you add your editorial opinion, and then you add some context, so like let's say you preface an article about that with, you know, past things that that someone has said or past controversies, and then you start to build a narrative already, right? Mm-hmm. I can already imagine the narrative just doing this. And then you take a fairly unflattering picture and throw that up there, and you're 90% of the way to running your own newspaper at that point.
Yeah. この間誰かがなんか有料のメディアはこうそういうふうに切り取られてなんかあんまり拡散されないみたいなの言ってたんだけど、なんかバイリンガルニュース無料だけど長いっていうのも助けになると思った。なんかさ、わざわざ悪いとこを探して2時間もその番組聞いてる時点でもうなんか何やってんのって感じじゃん。なんか15分ぐらいだったらさ、まあ。
But
できるかもしれないけどさ。
The longer you talk and the less edited it is, you know, the more
materials
material you'll inevitably generate, you know. And people can try to read your mind or take things out of context.
実際はね、そうなんだけど、意外となんかそういうのされないのはやっぱ長いからかなって思ってた、この間。わざわざさ、だって嫌いなのに2時間も3時間も聞けなくない？
I think to a certain extent, yeah. Like if you were just going to be a troll,
yeah,
you wouldn't really spend that much time. 超暇人じゃん、
そしたら。
Yeah.
だからかなって思った。
I think there's definitely a difference between people who generally only consume very quick things and people who will sit through something that's, you know, fairly academic or or educational for hours at a time.
そうだね。長い、長い方がやっぱりなんかその人がどういう人かっていうのはにじみ出る気はするよね。だから私は結構長いの聞くの好きだけど、なんかリビルドとかもそうだけど、なんかこうその人、まあ爆笑問題もそうだし、こうその人たちのことを知ってるかのような気持ちになれるっていうかさ。
There are a lot of personalities that only live in the edited, you know, makeup studio. Like that's the only time they, you know, they produce. So it's, yeah, I think a lot of it is just producing, production, you know, intro music, all that sort of, you know, getting your hair perfect and that whole racket creates a certain inaccessibility to the average person. At least that's what my sense is. It's just like, I'm not like that guy. I'm not like, you know, these characters on TV.
Yeah.
But someone could listen to this and think, I'm kind of like these people.
Yeah. There's this like super famous Japanese comedian who's been on this like news program and like nanka kekkou enjou shiteru. And people are kind of shocked, like, oh my god, he said this and he said that. I think it's not like he just became this person recently, right? It's just that people didn't know because he's usually in this like heavily produced, edited shows, and now he has his free time and he can talk about his opinions, and it's kind of shocking to a lot of people. So, なんかそれもちょっと面白いなって最近思ってた。なんかずっと見てるからみんな結構彼に対してある程度期待値とかイメージがあるわけじゃん。それがこう自分の意見を言う、結構言うようになったら、あれなんか違うみたいな、こうみんなが勝手に思ってただけなんだけど、だから彼のせいじゃないんだけど多分。
This is after you've been dating a chick for like 2 months or something like that. Like
more like 10 years, or you know, because he's kind of, I mean, he's
no, but it doesn't take 10 years for people to get so comfortable that sort of your first impression mode,
yeah,
of like your
yeah, so done it, you know, yeah, what I mean? Yeah, yeah, it's like whoa. みたいな感じで、
yeah.
なんかこうお互いかわいそうみたいな、なんか彼もその勝手に怒られて、かわいそうだ、かわいそうっていうか、まあある意味自分のせいっていうのもあると私は思うけど、でもね、別にこうかわいそうだし、私こうみんなもこうガーンってなってかわいそうみたいな、なんかそれをちょっと外から見てると興味深い、あ、そっかみたいな。
Do you think TV is going to survive?
I don't know.
Programming. How about all that, just the fluff? You know, all the packaging.
I have no idea. I mean, まあお母さんと一緒は survive してほしい。It's so convenient. Oh my god. もう作ってる人に感謝しかないもん。超助かる。あれなかったら何もできない。本当に掃除機とかかけられない。So, あれはサバイブしてほしいけど。でもこうテレビをチュンチュンチュンチュンするっていうのはなくなったよね、もうやっぱり。わ、yeah. かる？チュン、そのザップザップする？
I don't know if anyone says zap zap.
Why?
Zap zap っていうの？
No, チュンチュン。
Oh, what? Yeah.
But
zap, like yeah. Zap the TV.
Yeah. Isn't that a word? How do you say that?
I don't really say like, zap the TV.
How do you say that?
Like
you don't say
flick,
crawl.
You flick through the channels or you...
Yeah, I don't... I guess I not know. Many people do that anymore, right?
No.
People just record whatever they...want to watch.
Do you have to still record stuff?
Yeah, why?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, for online platforms, you wouldn't have to record it, right? It's just
there. Yeah.
It's just there. So if you're recording stuff that played on your TV, like that's dumb because they could just have that file online and your TV box could just play all the past programming.
Yeah.
Like you should be able to watch something that was on TV yesterday.
Why not?
Really?
But
is it recording? Or, because that would be, it'd be dumb if it was recording.
I think it's all recorded, but I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe it's on cloud. I have no idea. But 昔はさ、スパイダーっていうさ、
スパイダー？
うん。あの、PR 会社とかに、あの、置いてる、めちゃくちゃ高いんだけど、多分、なんか家とかでも、もちろん買えない。それが1週間分全部録画してあって、あの、全部こう確認できるようになってるっていうのが会社とかにあったけど、今は多分、
was it?
いや忘れたけどそんなあの家で持つようなもんではなかったよ昔はいや今は多分それが普通に家でできるみたいだからすごい
But there's some rich ass people that have crazy shit in their house too Right?
Yeah Yeah
They can't afford it either you think? Or they wouldn't have been able to?
Oh I'm sure they were able to But like normal people like me You know couldn't or wouldn't even think about buying itって感じだった昔はね
I know they had that weird they were selling some crazy expensive system that would have the movies that are in the theaters would come out on that box at like the same time they came out in the theaters or something
何それえ、リーガルで
Yeah, I think so
ただめっちゃ高いってこと
It's like Yeah, it's like
100万円
みたいな。Like $200,000 or $20,000 or something stupid to buy that thing. But and then it's just like what are you really buying? You're buying like some rights to like access a bunch of licenses that they must have bought. So some company, I guess, bought a bunch of licenses for all these. Film production companies to be able to access their stuff when it comes out in theaters. I mean, that's what movie theaters do too. So,
面白いね。それを家でできるってこと。
For $1,000,000,000. I mean, theoretically, we could all watch movies at home. You know, the second they're out in the theaters, if not sooner. Theoretically.
Right.
They just don't want us to do it.
Yeah. Well, of course not.
But if you're willing to pay, why not?
I guess, but like if you were a movie maker, like wouldn't you want people to watch it in the movie theater, like the big screen and nice sound system and everything instead of like your shitty iPhone or iPad or small TV or whatever and like complain about your movie? なんかベストな状態で見てほしくない?
Only because you're going to get a shitload of money from all the movie theater companies.
でもなんかさ、アートとしてもさ、自分だったらこうベストな状態で見てほしいよ。さすがに。
All the movies that came out this year have been shit anyways.
You should watch Us.
Maybe.
いや、あのね、ちょっと本当に見てほしい。Yeah, I'm sure you will be impressed. 怖いから。
Do you think I'll be scared?
I don't know, but you will be impressed, for sure.
And aren't they ruining the new Predator movie? I'm still upset about that.
Like, I don't the even, new
Predator is coming out.
And I don't care about Predators by now. I mean, they did Aliens versus Predators and whatever. So, and it was already ruined then.
Well, they should fix it.
I mean, they made Predators fight with humans.
Predator was one of the first examples. The aliens.Of like AR technology, right? Because the Predator had like the AR goggles on.
Yeah. Are they Terminator more AR だよね?
That's true. Where he like scans that that dude's outfit, sees if it'll fit.
ピピピピピピみたいな、こう目で見えてるみたいな。
What if we had that? Would you want that?
No, 結構邪魔じゃない?
But...You'd be probably useless in this society unless you had it. because everyone else has it.
Yeah.
And then they can take, you know, imagine that you're sitting in some coffee shop and everyone in that coffee shop can look around and see, you know, the height, weight, eye color, educational history.
Not a dating app,
but it was just like a everyone's augmented reality would just identify everyone around you.
いらないんだけど、それ height とかだって見てどうすんの？この人175センチ。Oh, okay. はあ、そうなんだ。絶対いらないよ。邪魔じゃん。
いるよ。People are wearing those fake ass shoes that make them look, you know, 2 centimeters taller than they are.
いらない。だから、Tinder とかで例えば会った相手を計測するみたいなのってまだわかるけど、スタバで別にみんな計測してくれなくていいんだけど。
But that's where it's going. You can say that, but I think people, if they offered that, if that existed right now, right? Yeah. So you get the Neuralink, you go into some fancy office for 5 minutes, you feel some pinch on the back of your neck, you come out, and now all of a sudden you have like augmented reality in your eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
And you can, you know, pay a monthly subscription to install some facial recognition app, Facebook type thing. So like let's say it was Facebook, right? So yeah. Right now on Facebook, people have profile pictures. It has a picture of their face and it has their name, their full name,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, just with that, you can almost get this product started. But if you could look around and see anyone else that's on, you know, Facebook, Zuckerberg, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be pragmatic information for people to have?
But what would you do with that? Like, hey, you're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook too.
But it's more specific than that because it's like, because you could get a notification in the corner of your eye if someone is interested in snowboarding or knitting or cats or whatever, right?
Yeah. So you just...
I'm talking about a future world where it's either you're them. Either on the new AR Zuckerberg or
but
you
like,
are
think
a total
about it.
Recluse.
If people could see it and people like random people would come up to you and be like, hey, I can see that you love cats.
That's,
I love cats too.
But that's
then
already
I would delete my Facebook account in a second.
Maybe. Well, people were doing that. What was that? What was that app where people would like check in to like different places?
Foursquare,
yeah. Mm. Right?
Mm.
Foursquare got somewhat popular.
でも今どこ行ったの?
Well, they're waiting for the AR shit, probably. I just think that this is going to happen, and it's just going to include the people that decide that they want to do it.
Mm.
And then I think people... It would just change social interaction a lot, I think.
まあ、それはそうだろうね。
You would have privacy settings, right? So only, you know, dudes that are in whatever age range and whatever height range or whatever, you can set whatever characteristics you want, and then they would be able to see, like, your information or something like that. You could set conditional things.
むしろだから AR でこうそれ以外の人をむしろ消せるみたいなね。なんかいない。
Yeah,
いないものとしてみたいな。怖くない?
Just deletes their faces.
Yeah.
Or makes everyone's face into Keanu Reeves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Keanu Reeves, right?
It's probably somebody that doesn't like Keanu Reeves.
Well, fuck them.文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、iPad、Mac のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題というプランもやっています。バイリンガルニュース .com 公式サイトではストアもありますのでグッズもチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。おしまい。バイ。
バイ。